And I'm talking about something that is odd seeming at first, but actually as you pay a little bit more attention, you might realize that this is actually not so odd. And an indication of seeming normal actually happening in your child's life. And I'm talking about that point in time when you start to see them talking alone. I don't know if you've seen this. It's the most interesting thing, because you start to notice that almost every once in a while you see your toddler, they wander off out playing around, especially during this time where schools are closed and they're no longer with their friends, and maybe they're not with family that's visiting, but they're playing around outside, and you're noticing that, hey, you're going about with full-on conversation, but I've got no idea who you're talking to. Is this normal? Are you worrying a little bit? Because I do know that on a normal sort of run of the year, kids spend more time at school than what we actually see them as family. They spend a huge chunk of their day with their teachers and in different settings than what we would see them at home. So some of these might come as a surprise because we're not always around them that long to be able to recognize some of these things when they happen. And this includes the talking stages and the language development of children. And joining us this afternoon to help us through this very seeming weird at first, but perhaps very normal part of the process of growing up for children, is Ms. Khomotso Sikute, who is a clinical psychologist and a Master of Science in Clinical Psychology at the Medical University of South Africa, joining us on the line to be able to help us understand this what may seem weird phenomena, but perhaps just maybe completely normal. Khomotso, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you, Hossie. Thank you for having me. Afternoon to your listeners.
It's great to be chatting to you. Thank you for making time to be with us. And I mean, this is something that we've all seen. I've seen this, and it catches your eye a little bit, where you start to notice that your child has reached that stage where they're talking on their own. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, is this normal? A part of you, maybe for some parents, they might be thinking immediately, nope, this is completely normal. But as a first-time parent during the holiday season, you've seen your kids for much longer, especially of that age, you might wonder if there's something I might be missing. So maybe let's start there. Is this like a normal occurrence for all, if not most, children?
Absolutely. If we think about it, even from the 0 to 6 month stage, babies are already cooing at that time. They make simple sounds, they'll giggle. They are always constantly making some audio sounds, right? Verbal sounds, either being curious or hearing something. Then as they grow older, we start hearing familiar things. Maybe from 6 to 12 months, we might hear mama, dada, slowly, not deliberate looking at mom and dad in the face, but they're already doing pockets of little talking. And because language development goes hand in hand with social development as well, they will be interacting with us at home. Those that go to preschool will start having small social circles, or it's parents meeting as multiple families. Because we are social beings, they are constantly picking up language. Sometimes, lately, they also pick up language from tech or television. So is it normal for them to be talking to themselves? Absolutely, it is.
Okay, so I love what you said at the very end, where you speak about sometimes they would pick up the language from technology or from TV. I've noticed this with my niece where, I don't know, it's like the moment she starts to speak in English, the accent changes. Then it's like this weird American-sounding cartoony thing. And this would be, I'm assuming, them picking it up from what they're watching, right?
Yes, they are either from that or from even the family itself, right? Which then brings the relevant topic of how well do we want to balance the languages they learn when they are young. They pick up languages very fast. However, we need to choose, are we going to expose them to both mother tongue and English? It remains a very contentious topic. Ideally, we want them to be learning more than one language as soon as we can. Not three or four at the same time, but for them to know if this is a, I'm battling to find a non-English word for the same thing. But if this is a tree, then at least they need to know it's a sechari or ichash. You know, then they're learning both at the same time.
I'm so glad that you bring that up, because also at the same time, during this time of the festive season, again, so parents are seeing a little bit more than what they would of their kids, but also kids are traveling to cousins and grandma in this person's place, and now they're realizing that there's a little bit of a language barrier. What's that stage? I mean, because then as a parent, you're kind of wondering, okay, do I introduce my child to both languages at a later stage and they hear the one language you speak in the house? Is there a stage that is the most advised for a child to be hearing more than one language, like you rightfully said, that they might be able to know that's a tree, but also there's a boom or kisetlare? Is there a stage, an age range where it's most optimal, so to say, out of a lack of a better word, for a child to be able to retain the language?
Look, there are multiple schools of thought, right? However, if we think about it technically, the same way we want them to hear the English words when they are 6 or 12 months, we've got an ideal opportunity at that time to keep translating for them. Another thing we see is they get very innovative. They'll call things by their unique names. They'll point to you that this, which we think is a teaspoon, they call something else.
Yeah.
So in those moments, we've got learning opportunities to say, oh, you call it this? Sure. Yes. And we also call it a teaspoon. You are teaching and meeting them where they are at the same time. So I would say it's never too early to expose them to diverse languages. The only precaution would be not to overload them with four languages at the same time. They can pick up more as they grow. But when they're little, there's no harm in letting them hear two languages at the same time. Also because their brains are developing very fast and they can cope with it.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever seen our little ones imitate their parents as well.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
They hear more than we want them to hear. They can pretend they are mom or dad on a telephone call at work. If they're not speaking yet, they'll be pacing up and down to show you how mom and dad does it. So is it too early? I think not.
Sure, this is actually quite interesting, because I know I've seen in some families and some platforms where you would find that a parent would speak one language and a different parent would speak another language. I remember growing up, my mom would allow me to go to school, but she says when I get back home, we're talking Setswana at home, for the efforts of being able to develop both languages. And I think these are some of those things that I think will add towards the language development of a child. And one can't feel the pressure of saying they're confusing a child. Could one ever feel like they're confusing a child? Is there such a thing?
I really don't think so. I think we've got such fascinating brains that they can take on and expand and help us keep growing. And where a child is getting confused, we take the lead from them. They will tell you, what does this mean, mom or koko or granddad? Explain it to me. Then, you know, you can clarify it there and there.
Okay.
I honestly don't think we are confusing them there.
Okay, this is actually really interesting, because now it makes a little bit more sense on that one. And I mean, there's a couple of markers that would indicate to a parent that, hey, this is what it would look like when your child is growing up normally. This is what it would look like when your child is progressing naturally in terms of language development.
Mm.
Are there different stages that one could look out for as a parent to say, okay, these are the different milestones that you want to see your toddler go through at different ages and things to watch out for?
Yes, absolutely. So, like I said, in the 0 to 6 months, we want to hear cooing and simple sounds. Between 6 and 12 months, they babble more and more frequently, right? When they are a year to a year and a half, you will hear simple words. They can understand basic things. Give me your shoes. let's tidy up. They pick up those phrases. Roughly, they might be saying 20 words or so by 18 months. But please remember, this is not hard and fast, right? Mm. Between a year and a half and 2 months, the vocabulary grows more rapidly. They start combining two words to form simple sentences. So they might be saying, this is my toy. Mm. My toy, instead of this is my toy. What we want to look for is progressive development. When they are 2 to 3, they begin to make more complex sentences and simple questions. Mama going to work? It might end there. It won't be a long sentence, but you get what they're saying. When they are 3 to 4, ideally, the speech becomes clearer. They can tell us simple stories. And here we've got an opportunity when they come back from school. Tell me about your day. Then they will let you know what they did, right?
Yeah.
And when they are 4 to 5, it grows more, the vocab. They can use language to express their thoughts and feelings. Then they might say, Dada, off the laptop. Get off the laptop. You get the feeling that I want your time, or look at me when I talk. They'll tell you more. So when they are 5 to 7, you can have a conversation. And we know our young ones develop very rapidly than we did, right? They can have whole difficult, tough conversations at 6. The point here is that this sounds like an ideal way that every child develops. We also need to be on the lookout for little signs that say there might be a challenge somewhere. If we are sitting at the dinner table and we notice when we speak, the young one doesn't follow the sound of conversations, or eyes don't go where someone is talking, then we need to be monitoring things like those, because we might be getting into areas of either challenges with having an interest in other things than people voices, for example, or those that have auditory challenges developing. They might not follow sounds.
Yeah.
Or we notice when we speak, they look at our lips. It's a clue that they might be lip reading. There might be a challenge hearing. Then the best thing would be for us to check with pediatricians and speech therapists.
I'm so glad that you speak about that in terms of listening. And we're completely running out of time, but I want to squeeze in this question. There's a question that's come through here on the WhatsApp line that I want to play this voice note quickly and then maybe address this, because now we speak about in terms of them hearing and reading lips and not so much hearing. But let's talk about in terms of speaking. Have a listen to this question quickly.
Good afternoon, team. I have a question. So when should I worry when my child is not speaking but not clear? Like, this is a question based on, especially for the firstborns, like they take time to be clear. When should I worry, and where should I take them? To the speech therapist or when? Please advise. Thank you.
I mean, this is a good question. You know, as a parent, you don't know. Is my child just quiet just because of they've got a personality that's this way? Or should I be worried that they're not speaking so much? And where do I go to from there?
Luckily, thank you for the great question. Luckily, parents have close support systems from their pediatricians. So as soon as you have a gut feeling that your child might be speaking less than peers or your older sibling children that you have raised before. But I would say anything from 6 months, if by 6 months I'm not hearing any babbling at all, then we might be starting to think they might be hearing challenges, right? When they are 12 months, by that time you want to be hearing words and some little conversations, not full sentences. So I trust parents always know. They can see that something might not be quite comfortable here, and it's always good. So our key go-to people are pediatricians, who will then refer to a speech therapist, or if you've got access to both, you can immediately go to a speech therapist as well.
So this has been very insightful. I think for a lot of parents, it's just like being able to also hear those stages is very encouraging, to be able to know some of these markers and things to look out for. Very helpful to, I'm certain, a lot of families as they're hearing this conversation. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It almost feels like we've got so much more to talk about, but I think we'll definitely be keeping your number, that we, as we have this conversation of just these different seasons that children find themselves in, we might be able to reach out to you, that you can just encourage so many parents and families alike to be able to know if it's normal and what to look out for if something is cause for concern for their children. So thank you so much.
Thank you,
Khosi,
and your listeners. Much appreciated.
It's Khomotso Sekute, clinical psychologist, joining us this afternoon to talk about those language development stages. I mean, this has turned into something really insightful, especially as you look at it in terms of children learning different languages. Now we already know they're going to be traveling all over. Now they're going to Omar and Omar Prat Nitsubiki, and the little one cannot catch up with the prating, or they go into the cousins and the cousins Babu, Babulela, but they can't keep up to it because maybe at home it's predominantly English or vice versa. And just being introduced again to that idea of, hey, the younger the better. I've got a voice note that's coming through, I'll play it later, where she's saying the younger the better, because I've seen the value of being able to learn two languages from a young age.